I was looking at our literature table back in the narthex Sunday as I was gathering up the out-of-date devotional materials to take them down to the dialysis unit, which is right down the road for us. You know, those folks that go to dialysis 2-3 times a week, and they have to sit in those chairs for hours and hours and hours, and they're always looking for something to read or to bide their time. And so we do that, and we pray that they're being blessed by it, and I'm sure that they are. And that I was also thinking, look at all the materials here on this table, the literature table, that has so much encouragement in there. And my prayer is that you, if you come to church, you know, pick one up. If you don't come to church on a regular basis, send Phil an email or Tina an email, and we'll send it to you in the mail. But this is the one, you know, I love the Our Daily Bread. And the reason I like the Our Daily Bread is because when they do a devotion, they put the whole scripture on there for the day. And then they also got right underneath that a commentary about the scripture. And so I like that one. I use that one a lot. But our upper room are really a blessing, too. Been around for a long, long time. People prefer the upper room. Some people do both the upper room and Our Daily Bread. But I wanted to reflect on the upper room today. This is for Sunday, March the 6th, on the current edition of the upper room. And the devotion for the day is entitled Made Whole. Now, another difference between the upper room and the Our Daily Bread, the Our Daily Bread is done by theologians, pastors, teachers, and different things. The upper room is by lay people. They are sharing their faith. They are sharing their love for the Word of God, and it is a blessing. So, Sunday, March the 8th, made whole, and the thought for the day is this. Christ chose to be broken so that we could be whole. And it is written by Michael D. Kurtz from North Carolina. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14 from the NIV says this, Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. Here's his devotion. I dropped the communion chalice. It slipped out of my hand and broke into pieces on the concrete. That special chalice which I had borrowed belonged to my church. What was I to do? I was almost sick with worry, so I gathered up the chalice people and took them to the local potter. He studied the shards for several moments, and then he looked me directly in the eye and he said, This is a broken mess, but I will see what I can do. Come back next week. When I returned the following week, I could not believe my eyes. The potter had taken my broken mess and transformed it into a whole chalice once again. Oh, yeah, it was still had the fractured lines there, but the cup was beautifully mended and functional once more. How appropriate it seemed that a chalice chosen to contain the fruit of the vine representing the blood of Christ now bears the marks and scars of a repaired brokenness, reminding us that we too may be made whole. Wow, we like the chalice, and it had been broken and scarred. Yet, when we bring our brokenness and messy lives to God, we find forgiveness and restoration. God's amazing grace, exemplified through Christ, puts us back together again. So that we are forgiven, we are free, we are empowered for the fruitfulness of God's kingdom. And the prayer that he adds is this, Oh, gracious and loving Lord, thank you that by your scars we are healed and made whole. Empower us to serve you each and every day. Amen. I think it is really a blessing, and I'm going to try to do some of that different in pastor's thoughts and prayers because I got a lot of thoughts. I also have a lot of prayers. But some of my thoughts sometimes just don't bless people because I share them on this message online. So I like that in the upper room, sharing the thoughts of other lay people. We have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. So that's what we'd like to try to do. We have started also a prayer chain, an email prayer chain that was started by Tina. And if you'd like to join that prayer chain, just send Tina an email. You can find her email address on the, I don't know where you'll find it, but I'll get it for you and I'll let you know what it is. So, but on that email prayer line that came today was a prayer request for an Esther Shore. And it was a friend of Mark and Joanne Carlson, who's been attending our church on a regular basis. And so we want to lift her up. She had fallen and broken her hip. So we want to lift her up. Now, I'm going to find you while we're sitting here talking. I'm going to find you Tina's email address so that you can have it. And so here we go. I am going to find it. Tina at JimmyCrowder.com. Tina Oakes. And the email address is Tina at JimmyCrowder.com. It's been a special blessing to be able to see how the church has survived the COVID situations and the things that we're trying to do. So we want to be able to encourage one another in the faith the best that we know how. And pray for the people in Ukraine, and also pray for the Russian people. They are in turmoil. Most of the Russian people don't like what Putin is doing. And the Ukraine people just are being, they've been invaded. And not only personally, but physically. So we want to pray for the situation over in Ukraine. And we also want to pray for our leaders here in this country who make decisions for us when it comes to foreign policy and different things. And we just ask God to intervene in that and give those leaders that we have in authority over us wisdom, grace, and love and understanding. And we hope that they lift their prayers up to Almighty God in the precious name of Jesus. Well, with that, I'd like to know that that you are hearing, and we'd like to hear from you. If you're being blessed by these online services, Phil and I both would love to hear from you. We need to know that what we're doing is not in vain and that we're reaching people. So you can send me an email at wrightstone@embarkmail.com or call me on my cell phone or even the house phone. The cell phone number is area code 850-591-9785. You can also find that information in the bulletin. And we thank God for Phil and what he's done with the online service and the website, besides me just talking and rambling. There are a lot of information on there. So hope and pray that if you're receiving these messages, take a look. Go up on the top there and click on the bulletin tab. And it's got the actual bulletin that we're using today, March the 6th. With that, I'd like to close with a prayer. Father, we thank and praise you for so many things. Thank you for modern technology. Thank you for the ability to reach out to folks, not only with devotional materials, but with the Word of God. So we thank you for that, Lord, and we give you the glory. And we always close these segments with the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. It's commonly called the Lord's Prayer, but really the Lord's Prayer is in John 17, because that's where he is and was praying for us. Can you imagine our God praying for us? But Jesus taught this prayer to the disciples, and he said, use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Did you know we have evil and good that we're dealing with? Let's focus on the good. And deliver us from that evil one we know as Satan. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. and ever. Pray you're having a blessed day.